before I got into precious metals, before I met my wife, I was $120,000 in debt. I had terrible health. I was in a bad place. That was, I met my wife 15 years ago. I started to clean things up, get better, pay off some of the debt, just kind of like slowly start to get my life together. But it's not, that was in my 30s. And it really, a lot of the success came in the last, 7 to 10 years, I would say. But I needed some years to like turn things around and get my health in order and, do all those things. So I think for anybody out there, I just say like, it's never too late. Like, you do need to deal with your health. You do need to do it day to day. Get a stable environment around you. Be healthy. A year and a half ago, I quit drinking. That was like kind of the next step for me. But all these things help you have clarity. And so I would just say that it's possible, and everyone should have hope that you can turn things around. Even if you feel like you're in a bad place, I was in a pretty dark place at that point. But I had faith and I believed. I put good people around me, and luckily this is where I'm at today.
Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And I'm back with Colin Plume. He's the CEO of Noble Gold Investments. If you've been watching my channel, you know that I've spoken about how to protect your wealth, how not to let it just melt in our melting economy. So Colin, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about the economic slowdown. Inflation is
Yes.
on a lot of people's minds. And I
Yes.
also want to make sure that we talk about your book, which I read
Yes.
and my husband read. So we'll touch on that a little bit later. But
Thank you.
before we came on the air, you were telling me about your wife going to Vegas, and you've got a snapshot of kind of the slowing of the economy. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you have a few things happen. You have the BLS report, the job report that came out that they pulled back almost 300,000 jobs. So the report was wrong. The jobs were way worse than what we reported. So President Trump fired the head of the BLS
Which
and
is Bureau of Labor Statistics,
statistic.
correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way that they get that information is also outdated. They do actually surveys. They call people, 60,000 to 80,000 people, and then they take payroll data, which would be more accurate. But part of doing that type of job is taking some ownership in getting ahead of the trends of what's happening. And so the correction in the jobs report that happened in May and June was the largest turndown since 2009. So they overestimated by 285,000 jobs, and they had to correct that report. In terms of the job growth, there is no job growth. It's much slower than what people anticipate, and that is extremely important for so many reasons, because Jerome Powell bases his economic stance on the fact of the job reports. He looks at inflation and the job reports, and so he was given information that wasn't accurate. So he's going to move in a different direction. These types of reports are important for everyone because it's a good indicator how our economy is doing, and it seems that our economy is doing much worse than what we thought. My wife being in Vegas last week, Vegas in the summer, from someone that's gone to Las Vegas for the past, 40 years, in the summer is pretty booked all the way through the summer. She went out on a Thursday night to dinner and a few things. It was dead. Nobody. I mean, literally everybody there said they couldn't understand it. Now, Friday was busier, but it's really slowed down. People are afraid to travel right now. They're hunkering down. And so it's like, I never look at one stat and say like, this is the end all be all. I try to just take, and obviously this snapshot of my wife in Las Vegas is one small bit, but people were saying it's slow there. People aren't traveling. It's not a good thing that it's slow, because they live on hospitality. And then this other news article came out that birth rate is plummeting in states that you would anticipate, states that typically where people are having, 3, 4, 5 children. it's even slowing there, which I think we're talking about states like Utah and Alaska and North Dakota. The birth rate is dropping more than 80% since 2014. So I think if you, all of those things together leads me to believe, I don't know what you're seeing out there, but it seems like the economy is slower than what we've anticipated.
Mm-hmm. And I think people kind of feel that again in their everyday life. We were right. chatting a little before we came on about this slowing growth rate. And I was shocked to find out that even in Utah, where you have more of a traditional culture, traditional families, you know, strong faith-based culture there, I could say, you know, typically women are marrying young, they have stable two-parent right. families themselves. And right. we're seeing actually in Utah that there are plummeting birth rates. And that seems to be going kind of overall in, you know, other locations as well, that we're having a reduction in population. Yeah. And but when we're talking about the economy, we're talking about, you know, you're an expert in precious metals. And what how is that actually going to affect us maybe 20, 30 years from now, when those, you know, individuals that normally would be taking jobs, contributing to the economy, what do you kind of see going on there, Colin?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's nerve-wracking with AI and a lot of things that have come about in the last year or two. You know, what kind of jobs are people going to have? And, you know, I think part of the slowdown in these states is just a logical slowdown of people in those states are realizing that one income probably is not going to work. There's probably the husband and wife are both working. It becomes more difficult when you have three, four, five kids to have both parents working. And it could be the man or the woman. It doesn't, you know, it could go either way. What I'm saying is that I think people overall are feeling this just kind of slowdown. And they're nervous. And so, you know, normally they would, you know, push to have three, four, five kids. And for someone that has three kids, I feel very blessed and it's great. But I think I can afford it. And I also think that people that can't afford it are being smart too. I do think that's important to understand what you can afford in today's world. And things are getting more expensive, and they're getting more expensive because the dollar is losing tremendous amounts of value. And I think what people don't realize is that the fall of our system has already happened, because nowadays, when you look at it from a just like a financial point of view, you know, one income house, which survived for, you know, from 1950 to pretty much the early 1990s, you know, that worked. People could afford a house. People could pay their bills with one income. Some people had two incomes because they wanted to, but they could survive off one. If they had a second one, the second one a lot of times went to investing, you know, to grow, not just covering the bills. Now two incomes is just to pay day to day.
Yeah.
And it really, what it comes down to, and I talk about this in my book extensively, which is, silver is the idea behind the book, but actually the underlying idea behind the book is that we're in a new asset economy, that, and I go into different ways that you can acquire assets. I do think silver is one of the easiest way to acquire assets because of the price point, because you can own it by yourself, because it's flexible, because it's fungible, because you can sell it if you need to. What people are realizing today is if you don't own assets by yourself, you're going to get caught up in this situation where you can't afford to live. You have to acquire the right assets at the right time. And that's how you stay ahead of things. And so I do get into that. I obviously get into my full peeling back the onion on silver, all the industrial uses of silver, why I think it's been undervalued, how the government uses it in military. So I get into all those things. But I think the one way that you protect yourself from this new economy is to get to acquire these kind of assets and put them away, because most things you own today are owned as you own a piece of. Even the money in the bank, you don't really own anymore. The bank's got your money. Your stocks, you know, Schwab is just telling you that you have a stock and it's there, but you're just borrowing it from, there's so few things you actually own by yourself. And so that's some of the things I talk about. I also get into real estate, and I also have a chapter at the end where I dive into platinum, and platinum is actually up this year 50%. I'd love to say I'm Nostradamus and I predicted that, but you know, I love platinum. I wanted to put it in the book. The book came out in December. From December to today, platinum's up 50%. So right place, right time. But I do dive into those things pretty deeply into my first book.
Well, Colin, I love nonfiction books like this. I love to learn when I'm reading. You know, I guess when I was younger, I read novels and stuff, but I love learning when I read. And so I highly recommend this book for everybody, whether or not right now you're able to invest. I would love for you to understand
right.
all of your opportunities out there. Now, I'm a person who's an entrepreneur, and I have been for many years. And I was pleasantly surprised to see at the end of your book, you have a whole chapter where you do a deep dive on ways that people can become more self-sufficient. Yes, you run a precious metals company. That's one avenue, but you talk about real estate. You talk about purchasing businesses.
Correct. And
this, can we touch on that just a little bit?
Absolutely, because yeah.
I've got people in my audience of all age ranges. I've got, you know, the Gen Z, the millennials, the what is it? Gen X. I've got boomers like myself and others, but there are people who to this day feel like I got to start a business. I've got a great idea and I want to get going. Can you just, this was one of the most fascinating things about the book, the pros and cons of starting your own business. And you have like a shortcut, I guess I could call it that, where you could actually hit the ground running.
Yeah. And I will say, starting a business from scratch is the hardest. Buying a business is a shortcut. I think buying into an existing, and there is so many people retiring today that don't have an heir to their business because they just don't want to run the business. You know, a lot of people are surprised. So to give you an idea, I bought into two businesses in the last 2 years. And that was my first time not starting from scratch. Noble Gold and My Digital Money, my crypto platform, I started from scratch, which has pros to it. But I do think buying an existing business, so the two businesses I bought a payroll business and an HR legal and compliance business. And I bought those in the last 2 years. And I will say, if I could have done it the other way before, I would have bought an existing business and not started my own, because having some brand, having some revenue, having some systems and clients does give you a huge advantage in the market. It also kind of jumpstarts you a little bit, having some cash flow coming in. It just makes your life a little bit easier. You already have some existing clients. And it's easier to have quick wins. The one business, I'll give you an example, the HR and legal business. So we help people that business owners that whether their HR person needs help doing a handbook or legal compliance, or if you need to talk to an attorney, we're a subscription business. And the reason I bought into the business is because I actually used the business for 5 years. So my company had the service. I liked it. I met the owner and he's looking to retire. The exact situation that I'm telling people. And so I have another friend who wanted to buy in, and we bought in, and now we're going to run this business. And like, who would have thought, you know, precious metals to an HR, you know, legal compliance. But I knew the business worked because I used it. It helped me do my handbook. If I had to do a severance agreement or any kind of agreement, I would just go to them and they would help me. Instead of hiring a lawyer for $600 an hour, I would hire them. So I already had a jumpstart into the business. But the one small thing is that they never did any marketing and they had no reviews. So just day one, I just went to the staff and created a system. We got to get reviews. We got to start building. And within a year, we have 140 reviews.
Wow.
And now that business, just that small thing helped. Of course, we redid the website. We did a lot of things. But at the end of the day, the owner had built a good business, but just didn't have the energy to do the other things or the interest. He was happy with the way it was. And I saw an opportunity to do more. There's millions of those available today. So there are businesses like that today where someone young, hungry, or maybe not even young, someone that's just looking for something new that wants to get out of what they're doing. These businesses are available. You can do it. You know, I always thought I would start from scratch, and I realized buying something that's existing, actually there's a tremendous benefit to that. And it's a shortcut to getting to the next level. So
yeah, now you bought into an HR business, but I know people that are interested in starting their own bakery, for example. Well, not far from where I am, I saw a bakery that was for sale. And so imagine somebody could go there. They already have the location. They already have the
oven.
They have the oven. They might have the recipes. And the other thing, because people right now listening may say, well, that sounds great, Peggy, but I don't have the capital and I don't even know where to get started. I have this dream. That's the beauty. Imagine a person who did start from scratch, blood, sweat, and tears, made the mistakes, got their bakery going. They want to retire. They want to travel or whatever the case may be. Maybe they're in poor health. They don't have children who want to inherit that. So this business is for sale. Well, you can learn from that business owner because they want that business to be successful. You can go in as an intern, as an apprentice, part-time. The other thing you talk about in your book is you can get loans. You can get small business loans for these businesses. Or even the more beautiful scenario is the owner is going to actually carry
finance
you because they want to ease out. They want it to be in good hands. They just don't want to walk away from everything they built.
Absolutely.
You talked about you've got the clientele, you've got the name, you've got the brand. You can change that over time. And then you bring in your new energy. Your ideas, you get the reviews, you get the marketing, you have new events, all those things you wanted to do as a brand new business owner. And the statistics I've read, it's something like, I don't know, 90% of new businesses fail in the first few years. It's very difficult to get a successful business going from the ground up. So that's just one idea in this book, friends. He talks about investing. Yeah. What else do you want to say on that, Colin?
Seller financing is a great way to do it. And friends and family, raising money, friends and family raise. I know I have a lot of friends that are entrepreneurs that started with friends and family. And you'd be surprised with, if you put together a concise business plan of how you're going to differentiate yourself in the market, what your plans are, how you know what the profit is, it's out there. And I think that being afraid is part of it, and actually that fear is great. People are like, I'm afraid to do it, and I'm scared. What I tell people is that part of that fear is, number one, you're not prepared yet. When you're more prepared, when you have all the information, you'll be less afraid. 100%. It's happened every single time. When I bought into these two new businesses, I hired a professional CFO to analyze the number and give me a 10-year pro forma of what these numbers could do. And we went back and forth for 6 months. And once I could see, like, okay, best case, worst case, right? And I did all that. And then somewhere in between, I go, okay, this is a viable risk. If you do that, part of your fear will go away. But the other part of the fear that never goes away is not fear. It's actually the excitement of you doing something on your own and doing something that is incredibly challenging. And I will say when with all my businesses, once we hit that tipping point, there's nothing like that feeling when you hit the tipping point of something that people said wouldn't work or you had fear. Like there's something about it. It's unusual. And then you've got this thing that you help build and create this, it's kind of like your baby. So maybe I've 3 kids and 4 other babies, my other businesses, but the idea is that there is something unique about building that yourself and taking that leap of faith. So I do dive into that, a lot in the book, but part of the reason I was able to do that is because when I worked in commercial real estate before I got into precious metals, everyone that I know that owned commercial real estate started their own business, took the XX money and bought assets. Now what I'm seeing happen is that those same business owners are buying gold and silver. They've already done real estate has been tough. It's been a tough market. They're like, what's easier for me? And if you look at the returns the last 4 or 5 years, we're in excess of 10%. Year over year, this year we're over 20% in three metals. It's like, why would I buy real estate when I can make 20% in gold and silver and I don't have all the work? I don't have that grind. So, but the idea is they started the business, they use excess capital, and they bought assets. And I dive into that a lot in my book also.
Well, that's your book is really based on diversification. You don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Correct.
And so people now that are like, oh, you know, I'd like to get some excess money, extra money so that I could invest in some assets that are going to appreciate instead of melt in this shrinking economy. This is one way to do that. And I just want to throw out one other idea because I had somebody here. I needed a couple things in the yard and I had this really nice woman come. She was a garden designer and she knows the different plants and how they grow and so forth. Really knowledgeable about plants. No clue as to how to run a business. No clue as to following up and giving a written plan and giving an estimate. But I'm just putting that idea out there because, you know, I've got my plate full, but I thought, oh my gosh, I could help this woman. I could put together a marketing plan. I could have a simple follow-up, form for her so she could keep thing. You could go into business with someone. You don't even have to know about gardening or dry cleaning or
100%.
Car washes or anything like that. You could go in, have these conversations if you have certain skills.
Correct.
Or the flip reverse. Maybe you are the person that knows everything about plants, but you need somebody to come alongside to, you know, follow up on the customers and get those reviews. I just love to open the open people's minds to possibility.
Correct.
Because one thing I hear is, Peggy, I love when you talk about the precious metals. I'm excited to hear about these gains. I'm a little bit wary of the stock market, but I don't have that extra cash.
Sure.
So friends, get the book, read the book, be inspired. And I read this in a couple of days. I was riveted. It's really clear. It's very step-by-step with specific examples, real life examples. It's not like a dry textbook or anything like that. So my takeaway for everybody is open your mind to different possibilities, especially for those that might be, as we said earlier, Colin, you know, you've got two paychecks coming in, you're just barely trying to make it on. Let's think outside the box.
Let's explore. Yeah.
Let's explore.
It's funny you said that about the business owner, how you could help her. But I have an influencer that we work with that many years ago was a good influencer, but couldn't grow the business and became partners with a really smart business marketing systems person. And that influencer has gone to the moon because the influencer was really good at, like you, like on camera, but not everyone's brain is wired the same. Not everybody has all the skills. So also you're right. Like having that, you know, the person that did your yard, she's like an artist, right? Like artists, a lot of times are not great business people. So like, yeah, her having like an operations person to kind of follow up and do that stuff could help her soar. And so that's part of it too, is knowing what you are, what you're good at. If you have these skills, partnering and having the right talent. And I've done that too for years. I've always, you know, I'm a little bit good. I understand operations. I'm good. I get the gist, but I'm actually a little bit more of the creative side too. And so I need to have people around me that are more structured in those ways. So finding that group of people or that team to get you to the next level is really important.
Yeah.
But you can do it. Before I got into precious metals, before I met my wife, I was $120,000 in debt. I had terrible health. I was in a bad place. I met my wife 15 years ago. I started to clean things up, get better, pay off some of the debt, just kind of like slowly start to get my life together. But it's not, you know, that was in my 30s. And it really, a lot of the success came in the last, 7 to 10 years, I would say. But I needed some years to like turn things around and get my health in order and, you know, do all those things. So I think for anybody out there, I just say like, it's never too late. Like you do need to deal with your health. You do need to do it day to day, get a stable environment around you, be healthy. A year and a half ago, I quit drinking. That was like kind of the next step for me. But all these things help you have clarity. And so I would just say that it's possible and everyone should have hope that you can turn things around. Even if you feel like you're in a bad place, I was in a pretty dark place at that point. I had faith and I believed, I put good people around me and luckily this is where I'm at today.
Oh, I love that. That is so encouraging, Colin. And I want to hear from everybody watching this video. Let me know, what is a dream, a goal that you have? Did you want to get into business? Would you like to maybe get some, you know, in extra income where you can start building your wealth and securing your wealth? So drop a comment. Let me know if there were no, we always have obstacles in life, but something that you just want to do. And I hope that this is going to be an encouragement to you. I did want to let everybody know, Colin, that you've got, for those who are interested, I want to send everybody over to noblegoldinvestments.com.
Yes.
And of course, I'll have a link for everybody in the description box below. And this is where you can sign up for free information. There's a phone number there, 877-646-5347. This is a family, as you know, you're just getting to know Colin here, family run, family owned, family operated business in the United States. You speak to somebody on the phone and you can get your questions answered. And if you're, you know, going to move ahead with either precious metals themselves, the physical gold or silver, or you want to invest in an IRA, or they can talk you through your options. There are different promotions going on. I think there's a 2 5-ounce. Can you tell us again?
Yeah, two 5-ounce America the Beautiful coins. If you do any qualified IRA, we'll send those coins out to you for free. So that's a, you know, almost $500 value in silver. So yeah, lots of good information. We're here to send it. We have guides on the book, guides on silver, guides on gold, guides on platinum. So if it's a good time to learn, call us. You're going to like the people you talk to. It's a no pressure environment. And Peggy, as always, thanks for having me on. It's great to chat. And thank you for reading my book and your husband. I appreciate you guys doing that and looking forward to the next one.
Absolutely, Colin. You know, we are going to have an interview coming up again, and I want to talk specifically about all of the ways that silver is being used, because you predicted silver is the new oil. We're going to give everybody the details on that next time. So thank you again for being on board. Friends, you know where to find me at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I just want to say, if you've been hearing my announcements about Noble Gold and you still haven't called them, take this as your wake-up call and just give them a call. Explore your options. They'll talk you through it and see if this is a good fit for you. So thanks again, Colin, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
See you soon.